This is Radio Superior 1941, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from that era. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1941. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
From the land of beautiful lakes, this is Station KUWS, broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin. Yes, it's Wednesday, September 24th, 1941. Time for the Martin and McKenna Show. This is Jack McKenna speaking with the most experienced radio newsman around, Lou Martin. We'll have your favorites in music coming up, too, along with a look at the sporting news. But first, here's the Campbell Motors 5 o'clock news with Lou Martin. Campbell Motors, where the new 42 Packards are in. Lou, sounds like the war in Europe is beginning to hit us here at home.
Well, that's right, Jack. We have reports of gas shortages, shipyards gearing up locally, and more men are signing up for the military. First, it appears the Russians are having trouble holding Leningrad as Nazi forces continue to bombard that city. German infantry are apparently so close to Leningrad that they can see the explosions from their own artillery when it hits targets within the city. German dispatches to the United Press claim that bodies of Russian soldiers are stacked high along the front lines. These battles will affect us here at home, good listeners. Civil Defense Director Fiorella LaGuardia is asking Congress today for money to allow American cities to prepare for air attacks. LaGuardia wants money for bomb shelters and supplies for civilians while they're in those shelters. Also, there's a possibility of a gas shortage. Word from the East Coast that for now supplies are adequate. With the heavy gasoline consumption season about over, industry experts say we should be all right. But the just concluded Atlantic Charter meeting between Roosevelt and Churchill could mean more oil shipped to Great Britain and Russia. If that's the case, supplies could become tight. All of this war demand from Europe is shaping up to be a bonanza for Superior and Duluth's economies. The biggest construction and industrial project since the crash of the stock market is set for Superior. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson has the latest on this big story.
Globe Shipbuilding President Victor Nelson says they're on the cusp of getting a federal contract to build six U.S. maritime tugs. President Nelson says Globe is the lowest bidder among three companies for this $8 million contract. He says they're getting ready to go and have plans for buildings and dock sites. They were looking at Tower Bay, but have now decided the old Northwestern coal dock is the best site for building ships. The contract is to be awarded tomorrow or Friday, and two Globe officials, Clarence Scamser and local attorney Barney Barstow, are in Washington shepherding the deal through the U.S. Maritime Commission. Victor Nelson says if all goes as expected, hiring will start next week. The only squirrel in this woodpile would be a possible shortage in material, Lou.
Well, Mike, that's certainly great news. It would put an end to the Great Depression here once and for all with those good-paying jobs. Although we're still under the Neutrality Act, President Roosevelt today told his press conference that he may decide to start arming merchant marine ships. Mr. Roosevelt says arming the ships would discourage Axis powers raids along the eastern seaboard. Assistant Minority Leader Austin of Vermont chimed in his support of the president's comments. He says we must protect these ships and the vital supplies they carry, and that it's silly to presume that we're still neutral in the fight against Hitlerism. We'll have news from around our North Country coming up, but right now a word of our 5 o'clock news sponsor, Campbell Motors of Superior. Jack.
Thank you, Lou, and this little commercial will eat your heart out. The 1942 Packard Clippers are in. They're sleeker this year, mileage is improved, and they're just for you. And they're $115 less than the 1941 model. See it tomorrow. Yes, sir, there's one waiting for you at Campbell Motors Incorporated, Superior's oldest dealer, at the corner of Winter Street and Hewitt. Lou, you'd look good in one of those Packard Clippers.
Well, better than my old 31 Plymouth. She certainly has seen better days.
Heaven will.
Well, you know, you might not be able to buy gas after 7 o'clock at night soon. The Wisconsin Gasoline Dealers Association will meet in Milwaukee this weekend. They're considering setting hours from 7 in the morning until 7 at night only. Association President Edson Tubbs of Fongelec says that this will pass for a couple of reasons. First of all, he says, it's hard to find experienced help for the night shifts right now. And second, they want to show that they can go along with a voluntary curfew and thus stave off calls by some government officials to ration gas. The association is against gas rationing. Meanwhile, the city of Superior is drastically curtailing its gas use. The city used just under 2,000 gallons in August, compared to 3,500 gallons of gas in July. At the going rate of 14 cents a gallon, that's quite a savings, costing the city $91 for all of August. Stop-and-go traffic signals, like the one at Tower and Belknap, will not be erected at the busy Ogden and Belknap intersection, at least for the time being. The new city council decided the signals were too expensive. Because of that, Traffic Sergeant George Borg has assigned a policeman to direct traffic at the Ogden location during peak hours. Police Chief Buchanan is also assigning extra squads at the Belknap and Grand area where traffic gets congested coming off the interstate bridge. A traffic accident last Thursday, which injured Annabella Sutherland of Iowa Avenue, has cost the driver, Werner Anderson of North 12th Street, $25. That's the fine imposed today by Judge Claude Cooper for careless driving. In Ashland, Acting Judge V.P. Davis fined two drivers for reckless behavior. Raymond Frazier of Ashland and Frank Janicek of Benoit were fined $15 each plus court costs after they were involved in an accident in the town of Jingles. The head of the State Department of Public Welfare will be in Superior to talk about the need to combat juvenile delinquency. Dr. L.V. Ballard says that we need to double our efforts to work with troubled teenagers, including more volunteerism in each community. Needing most attention, according to the local probation agent, Gustav Amel, is high school age kids. Final hearings for 43 aliens will be held in their quest for citizenship in the Ashland area. Judge G.N. Riggsford of Duluth will represent the government at the hearings on Saturday. People from all over the Bay Area, Ashland, Marengo, Mellon, Highbridge, and Odena, hope to pass the examination. The Ashland Chamber of Commerce has moved from its Summer Tourism Information Center on West Front Street. Chamber Director Walter Wilcox says they'll set up shop on the second floor of the Vaughan Library for the winter. A Minnesotan won the weekly $10 Trollers Prize in Bayfield. A South St. Paul man won when he landed a 28-pound, 7-ounce trout while on Peter Bostowicz's boat, the Leona. This will be the last prize of the year since the trolling season ends tonight. And good listeners, some would say that if officials at the Superior City Hall didn't have bad luck, they'd have no luck at all this year. It's been tumultuous since voters turned out the mayor form of government in favor of the city manager structure. The new city manager is Mr. Beekner. Apparently, a black cat has called City Hall its home this summer. A local lore has it that the cat slept in the mayor's chair the night of the vote. And the cat appeared in municipal court, and the incumbent was later defeated for re-election. It strolled by the engineer's office, and the engineer later resigned. It napped in the purchasing agent's office, and that office was abolished. And it walked past a WPA project, which was subsequently dropped. But now, Jack, the old black cat hasn't been seen for a while, and it has apparently left the city hall.
You did close the door to the radio station when you came in today, didn't you, Lou?
Well, I think I did. So let's ship it overseas to Herr Hitler and see what damage he can do to the Reich.
Great idea, Lou. Those Ruskies can use all the help they can get. Well, friends, we have rain and strong winds in our forecast. The U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth for this September 24, 1941, is hoisting southwest storm warnings from Grand Marais to Two Harbors to Duluth. This is something to take seriously, folks. A south to southwesterly wind is expected at 30 to 40 miles per hour from midnight tonight through tomorrow from an intense system now in Fargo. And we'll get rain with that, too, and temperatures only in the lower 50s. Well, it's fall. You can expect anything to make life interesting this time of year. Well, let's have some fun now, shall we? This is the Martin McKenna Show on Station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of the beautiful lakes. Our first number this evening is by Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, his signature song, Racing with the Moon. Racing with the Moon by Vaughn Monroe. Very, very impressive singer, Vaughn. Friends, one man keeps his eye on races of all kinds, baseball included. Is our own man of the sporting news, rapid racing Ray Paulson. Afternoon, Ray.
Well, sir, some say I'm off to the races, too.
As long as they're not racing you out of town on a rail, buddy.
I'll tell you who's off to the races now. It's Coach Harry Conley of Superior Central and his Gridiron Boys. They're getting ready for the tilt against the Duluth Cathedral Suns and their star, Ray Galinsky. It's the home opener at Wade Bowl, sporting fans, a Friday afternoon matchup. Coach Conley's Vikings are in pretty good health, except for their injured pride after losing last weekend to the Eau Claire Old Abes. Bob Gagnon and Bob Seeley will have to step up for Bill Halloway in the wing spots as Halloway is limping around after the Eau Claire game. Baseball's over for the Duluth Dukes, and in fact, It ended a little earlier than expected for manager Harry Taylor. He was given the old heave-ho by umpires arguing a call in the season finale. A loss to Eau Claire 5-0 in a playoff game. Sorry, Harry, old boy, but it was a fine season for the Dukes anyway. One season ends, another begins. As Keglers will hear the music of ball striking pins this weekend as the Eagles Bowling League starts action after a 5-month rest. Four teams will roll at the Elks Lanes, and another four will strut their stuff at the Eagles Lanes. Some of the local businesses sponsoring teams this year include Ekstrom's, the Black Cat Cafe, Bradshaw's, Russell Creamery, Pinecrest Lodge, King Midas Flower, and Levine's Men's Shop. And it looks like that youngster, Ted Williams, will finish the season hitting over 400. He's leading the junior circuit with a .405 batting average with just a game left to be played. Pretty impressive numbers, Jack. He's also leading the league in runs scored and home runs.
Sure doesn't sound like a flash in the pan, does he, Ray? That's Rapid Ray Paulson with the sporting news. We'll keep with the tempo up, good listeners, by getting out those old records. This number by Swingin' Sammy Kay and his orchestra on Station KUWS on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy, and especially those that said I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get your carnival, I'd bring my portable and melt your heart away with all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Get out those old
all the ones about
records, those old
all the ones about
records, the ones
kitten
we used to play so long ago.
But the old wild
what if they sound
Barney Google was scratchy,
the tunes
and the
really
songs about
catchy, and especially
Janet
that said I love you so.
Yuckahoola,
hickey, I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day.
On the
to get your carnival, I'd bring my portable
songs
to melt your heart away with all those old
they were wonderful
records, those old
play them over a
record, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Get out those old, old records
we used to play so long ago.
Get out those old, old records
we used to play so long ago.
Well, that's the music of Sammy Kay, Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay and his orchestra, on this fine Wednesday afternoon, September 24th, 1941. Friends, we told you about the 42 Packards just in at Campbell Motors in Superior. Well, they've got the best line in used cars, too. How about this? A 1935 Dodge Express for only $125. And a 1935 Plymouth Coupe, in great shape, of course, for just $185. And they have a real beaut on the lot now. I was eyeing it myself, you know. A 1940 Studebaker Coupe for just $400. Friends, that's almost brand new. At Campbell Motors, Superior's oldest car dealership, which means they'll be around for a long time yet. And speaking about traveling, if you're in a hurry, North Central Airlines can get you there in no time flat. And have they got good deals on this new way to travel. This week's special is to Chicago from Duluth. Round trip for $35. Call North Central Airlines at Hotel Duluth, Melrose 614. What a lovely way to get around. Our next selection this afternoon is from Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1940, Les Dance.
on Station KUWS. Yes, sir, Lou. The music of Benny Goodman and his orchestra, his famous Let's Dance number. Lou, that's one you can twirl around the Android ballroom with the gal of your dreams.
And what a better way to bring in Harriet Fireggs for her look at the theaters today. And Harriet, your cheeks are all flush. Have you been hurrying around?
Oh, yes, Louis. Kind of you to notice. Flushed cheeks and out of breath, keeping up with 275 Girl Scouts in their annual end-of-the-summer frolic. I'll bet you a cup of coffee that not one bush, tree, flower, or bug didn't get a close going over in Billings Park this afternoon as the girls scouted out nature. And, oh, what a beautiful area there along the St. Louis River.
So I know you girls have all kind of races out there. Who won?
Dorothy Hagen, Lois Nelson, and Rosemary Thorne won the 50-yard dash. And the heel-to-toe race was won by Betty Zelma and Margaret Huffman. It was so much fun. And, Lewis, I'd like to thank traffic officers George Borg and M.R. Johnson for keeping those youngsters safe during our parade through Billings Park. But enough of that. We're off to the movies. Bud Abbott and Lou Costello have done it again, following up their sensational successes in Universal's Buck Privates. And Abbott and Costello and Dick Powell in the Navy, these two stellar comedians, crashed the screen with even more hilarious performances in the same company's Hold That Ghost, which opens this Thursday at the Beacon Theater. Equipped with even a more diverting story thread than the earlier Abbott and Costello vehicles, and carrying a more imposing supporting cast and an elaborately impressive mounting, Hold That Ghost is probably destined to draw greater crowds than Universal's Army and Navy laugh jerkers. Andy Hardy goes to New York to find his new romance in lovely Patricia Dane in the newest Hardy family drama, Life Begins for Andy Hardy. It's coming to the Palace screen next week. Coming up today, though, Dr. Kildare's Wedding Day with Lionel Barrymore and Red Skelton at the Palace playing today. And that is At the Theaters, Lewis.
Jack, you gotta love Abbott and Costello, but the ladies seem to like Dr. Kildare more.
Got an idea, Lou. You and I can go see Hold That Ghost, and then we'll take dates to Dr. Kildare. How about that? And how about this, good listeners, to wrap up our half hour of Martin and McKenna, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and Perfidia. Glenn Miller and his orchestra friends, once again, we're at the end of our broadcast here on KUWS. But there's more to come tonight. Next is news from Mutual Broadcasting. Then we have Adventures of Jungle Jim at 6 o'clock. Defense of America at 6:15. Followed by Lum and Abner and the Cuckoo Club. So for Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna saying thank you and good evening.
This is Radio Superior 1941, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research assistance from Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson, with sports reporting done by Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1941 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530. Email at Simonson at WPR.org